proctoring route, and this is quite a quite a tricky area. Lots of universities, not just the UP University, but other universities that we've been in contact with. So I'm a member of the European Association of Distance Teaching Universities, EADTU, and they have a special interest group that looks at issues coming out of remote exams. And literally every institution, their biggest concern is around how do we know the student who's submitting their work is the actual student. So it's a common problem across the board. There are some solutions out there, but they vary quite a lot as to how sort of intrusive they are. So they go all the way from a student having to have a sort of a camera on them for the whole period of the examination, with some kind of software that can check whether they're using moving their mouth to see if they're asking a question, to having the sort of, effectively locked down browsers so they can't go off and use information off any other of any other website. But clearly all of that is very, very intrusive. And the student body is not very happy about that. So I think there's a big debate to be had about what protects academic standards down one end versus the sort of ethical aspect of, well, how intrusive should you be? And I think it's down to each institution as to where they want to go within that debate. And also, you know, what will students accept? You know, if you tell students right up front that that's what you're going to do, you know, they sign up for a module or whatever, or a course on the full understanding that that's what's going to happen. You're going to do sort of heavy duty proctoring. So I think there's just a